today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
You have seen many new trends in the musical world. Is it junk? Is it music?
Very warm welcome to today's episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. Hey there, I'm Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome everyone to another episode of February New Music, where our excellent listeners call in with their picks, the selections of the stuff they really dug from the last month. And this is a great way to pick up new music through the month of March while you get those new picks going. So it's a beautiful cycle we got going here. I want to thank everybody who takes the time to call in for their picks. We've got two callers today with a total of five choices, including one cover. And I want to thank those guys very much. But I want to remind you, too, that we have an American Band Madness poll going on. And every day on social media, Facebook or Twitter, just find us there. And there's a matchup posted each day. All you have to do is use the tools there to vote for one or the other. Check back the next morning to see who won and get your fresh matchup. The madness is starting to build. I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get a little touch of the March Madness already. So our poll's going to coincide with all the big hoops that's happening. And we're going to count it all the way down to our champion as well, our national champion. And we need your help to do that. We want to thank everybody who's been participating in that. Fun event. So really, really good stuff. Generating lots of conversation, that's for sure. And we'll see who comes out on top of the pile. It's going to be very interesting. All right, folks, with that, your daily reminder, I want to get to the new music. And the way we do that is just to press this little button right here.
Click. Eins, zwei, Polizei. Drei, vier, Offizier. Fünf, sechs, alte Hex. Sieben, acht, Harris King.
Who listens to krautrock and tweets about Wofford College whilst watching baseball and enduring the withering disdain of his cat Dreyfus. The Braves are his team, and sometimes his new music picks a brave team.
Rockin' the Suburbs, Jim, Patrick, all the community interns. This is Harris in South Carolina calling about new music for February. And the band I'm calling about is from Ireland, from Dublin, I'm pretty sure. They spell their name M-H-A-O-L. The H is in parentheses. Apparently it's pronounced male. And the album name is Attachment Styles. And reading a review right here from the Guardian, it says, it's a series of fearless moments that center on intersectional feminism and reclamation of power, underpinned by a soundtrack of clattering drums and jagged, dissonant guitars. It's a great album. It's a very good release. I recommend it to the community. Maybe Bored of Men would be a good example of their sound and what they're talking about in their music.
Thank you.
with another new music for February pick. This is a single, and it is from the great neo-krautrock band Motrick out of Portland. My favorite album of 2021 was from them. They just put out a single. It's called Cone, K-O-A-N. It's on Bandcamp, on the streamers, I'm sure. I picked it up real quick when it came out a few days ago. It's great. And if you're in need of any sort of a cover, they also do a great cover of Girl You Want by Devo on that same release. Pick it up, Suburbs Pod community. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jim and Pat, this is Matt. I'm just calling in with my new music, February. My favorite track of the month was from Yola Tango's album, This Stupid World. The track is A Celestine. I think a lot of the songs on that album are top tier, but this is the one I keep coming back to. It's a classic, instant classic Yola Tango ballad, and I think one of Georgia's best vocal performances in, you know, maybe their whole career. Really, really great. Love that song. And the album I'm going with actually came out right at the end of January, but I think it counts. It's by a band called The Tubbs. They are out of the UK. The album is called Dead Meat. It is their debut album, but it's made up of members who were in this band, Joanna Gruesome, who broke up a few years ago. And The Tubbs album is also super good. I think I've listened to it two or three times a week since it's come out. Definitely going to be in contender for best album of the year for me. And I think you guys will enjoy it. So thanks. Have a great month.
Hey, thanks so much to Matthew and Harris for getting in touch with those excellent picks. Had not heard of the Tubbs, and really cool picks from Harris as always. He keeps a close eye on that band Modric, and I really like them too. So really started to become a favorite of mine as well. Thank you. And as always, if you got anything to say and you want to get in touch with us, you can find us on the social medias. We're at Suburbs Pod on all the platforms. Also, you can send us an email, rock@suburbspod.com. Oh, and yeah, there's this.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
And that number is 612-440-1984. All right, with that, as you heard Harris mention there, Motrek has a cover. And we're going to fire that up right now, a cover of a Devo song. And tomorrow, we'll be back with more new music picks from our listeners. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster, and we'll talk to you guys then.